Ah, but we have this and a happy Wednesday to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Is he okay?
Well, it's tax day.
Does he owe? Oh.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry.
It is the midway point of this month, the 15th day of the fourth month of 2026. We're 105 in, 260 left to go. 20 days until Cinco de Mayo.
Say.
We get chips on that. We don't have to pay. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes.
Unless you're on a fast.
Never again. 25 days until Mother's Day.
Aww.
And 40 until we are firmly in a Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, today is tax day. All right. They're due tonight.
You can panic. Or not.
It is also National Glazed Spiral Ham Day. So. Oh,
that's a little late. I mean, Easter's passed.
I would have, I definitely would have enjoyed that. Throughout the 72-hour fast.
Canned ham, huh?
I would have taken that, too. It's National Titanic Remembrance Day.
It's very sad.
It's okay.
Was there room on the door?
Yes, clearly.
And they say it wasn't even a door. They say it was a piece of siding.
See, that's, now they're just changing their story. Mm-hmm. Now, we saw the documentary.
When in doubt, just start fiddling.
And then she throws the thing over the end. That's stupid.
It's, yeah.
You have a family to support, lady. National Anime Day. It is Jackie Robinson Day in baseball.
Oh, yeah.
National Laundry Day.
Ugh.
Oh, that compounds the problems.
No, I did a disproportionate amount of laundry for it to, like, throw up all over. And it's like,
two things I'm not going to get done. Laundry and taxes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Take a wild guess day.
Or not.
It happens to be a wild card Wednesday, so maybe. National Hookup Day.
So is that like a trailer?
That's if you want to file jointly next year.
Oh, okay. You swerve into the DMs.
And,
that's what the kids say.
Pardon my language, but just reading and reporting, it is National That Sucks Day.
Oh.
The IRS sucks!
Okay, no.
Well, checks out.
This is not a reflection of LKCM Media or KB and Heatherly in the morning.
Yeah, but canned ham is.
Canned ham, huh?
There you go.
Thanks, Cowboy Mike.
On this date in history, things happened. Back in 1738, the bottle opener was invented.
That makes no sense.
Before that, they just stared at it and pondered, yeah. How's that going to come out?
I mean, you just...
Or the one girl in the bar would go over and open it with her teeth.
You just drink some glass with it?
And then some guy would file jointly next year with it. Enjoy.
Bottoms up.
Pour one out. It was on this date in 1865. President Lincoln died after he was shot by the assassin John Wilkes Booth.
Very sorry.
You have to have three names if you do that kind of thing. On this date in 1892, the Edison General Electric Company started. That was GE.
Oh, what happened to Edison?
They took his company from him.
Rude.
He didn't pay his taxes. On this date, as we said, the Titanic officially sunk after yesterday in history, hitting the iceberg. Wonder if they had their taxes in on time. On this date in 1923, insulin becomes available.
Miracle.
1924, Rand McNally publishes its first ever road atlas.
I know.
Remember
back
those?
When mom and dad would argue over the map.
You got to have a good navigator.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys argue about now on road trips?
Can I eat that? Can we stop to eat?
No.
Is there food available?
72 hours without food. We're going to drive.
1947, Jackie Robinson Day, because Jackie Robinson became baseball's first black major league player when he debuted with the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Woo!
In 55, the very first Mickey D's opened in Des Plaines, Illinois.
Mm.
1983.
Oh, yeah.
Flashdance opens in theaters.
Because why be a welder when you can be a dancer?
A lot of people went into the welding world because of that movie. They were sorely mistaken.
We should go into welding. We need people who can do things.
2013, the Boston Marathon bombing, and then 2019, the Notre Dame Cathedral catches fire.
Oh, remember that?
Yeah, it happened during the show.
Oh.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they were too far away for us to do anything about it.
Like big buckets. Did you say a prayer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hail Mary.
And then I put an AI thing out that I was a doctor. Would have been happy birthday. We lost him back in 2018. It's the birth date of the great Roy Clark.
Oh, wow.
Salute to him. Elsewhere, Maisie Williams, she is Arya Stark on Game of Thrones. There may be a new Game of Thrones shoot-off starring her soon. She's 29. Emma Watson, Hermione Granger of Harry Potter fame, is 36. Seth Rogen, 44. Luke Evans, I don't know who that is 47. I just went with the Luke.
Yeah.
Chris Stapleton, that's a good 48 today.
Tennessee whiskey. Drink all you want because it's Chris Stapleton's birthday. Don't do that.
There you go.
Mm-mm.
And then deduct it because you'll be dependent on somebody. Samantha Fox, 80s pinup girl, is 60.
Samantha Fox. That's how the song went.
Who sang that? I don't remember who sang that.
I don't know. Maybe Arsenio Hall. He was in everything back in the day.
And she will soon, it was announced yesterday, be starring, and I think this is brilliant casting, as Martha Stewart in an upcoming biopic. It is Emma Thompson.
Ooh.
67. Think about that.
67!
Oh, God. This is worse than tax day.
Fun, funny, and best of all, free.
You two are funny.
KB and Heather Lee.